Have you ever watched one of those televangelists in action on television or on the internet? I should talk, right? Anyhow, there's this one guy in particular that leaves me really cold. I don't know, I really struggle with this guy, all the sensationalism that he goes on with on the stage, and not to mention the incredibly affluent lifestyle he leads with his jets and Rolls Royces and the big mansion. Look, it's not my job to judge him any more than it's your job to judge me. But we do. We look at that sort of thing and there's an incongruous, a disconnect between this Jesus who hung on that cross for you and me, not even owning the shirt on his back, and someone who behaves like that, who lives like that. Many years ago, when I was a student at a Bible college, one of my fellow students asked rather a wise and experienced lecturer, he said, "Do you think that God uses this guy in people's lives? I mean, given all that he carries on with and the lifestyle that he leads, despite of all of that, does God use him to heal people anyway?" Now, I thought it was a really good question. The wise old lecturer sat and thought for a while, and then a smile came across his face. "I have two parts to my answer," he said. "The first part is yes, I do think that God used him in powerful ways. But if I were God, would I use him? Not on your life." Not a bad answer. Look, we do need to be discerning, absolutely. There are people out there who want to lead us astray from the simple, wonderful, powerful, life-changing, life-saving truth that Jesus died to pay for our sin and that he rose again to give us new life, eternal life. That's the main thing. Through the love of God poured out through Jesus, his son, to you and me, we have forgiveness, we have peace, we have joy, we have power, and we have life eternal. But at the same time, it's easy to be judgmental. Even the Apostle Paul did some really strange things. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. God did extraordinary miracles through Paul, so that when the handkerchiefs or aprons that had touched his skin were brought to the sick, their diseases left them, and evil spirits came out of them. Sometimes God works in ways that we don't expect, so we do need to be prepared for the unexpected. But Jesus came to us, we're told in John chapter 1, verse 14, full of grace and truth. And it's that grace, that truth, that good fruit that you and I need to be looking for in others, lest we be led astray. That's God's word, fresh for you today.